Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast on a sensational Sunday.
Absolutely. I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Mel. Hallelujah. I'm excited.
I am raring to go.
On today's program, we're going to talk about seven things that you just can't imagine happening in your life. We need to talk about that. That phrase, when I heard, anytime I hear anybody say, I just can't imagine that ever happening to me, it ignites in my spirit and provokes me. Because listen, if you want to be a Bible-believing, devil-chasing, Holy Ghost-filled, word-confessing child of God, you can't short-circuit your future by not being able to imagine success or good things happening in your life. We wrote down seven things we've had people say to us over the years, things they just couldn't imagine ever happening to them. Number one, I just can't imagine finding the right person to marry. Well, first, people will never find their next until they stop complaining about their ex. Now, I fully understand that marriages end in hurt, doubt, fear, frustration, financial insecurity, and abuse, sometimes mental or physical.
Or both.
A single person, parent or otherwise, will never experience the true marital bliss through Christian Mingle or any other dating site unless they first let go of their past. Person cannot mingle hope with anger and expect their future to be right. Colossians 3:13, Classic Amplified Bible. Be gentle and forbearing with one another. And if one has a difference, a grievance, complaint against another, readily pardoning each other, even as the Lord has freely forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Forgiving the unforgivable is not easy, but it is necessary. Second, get specific about the kind of person you want to marry. I've often said that a successful man can buy a woman anything she wants and pay for it in cash. And a successful woman knows where to find such a man. I'm smiling as I say.
I know you are.
It's surprising there aren't more husbands named Boaz, because that seems to be the prayer of most single women that I ever talk to. And there's nothing wrong with that. However, we do encourage you to be a bit more specific in the kind of spouse you're seeking. If you're a single mom, it's not nearly as important how this man looks as to whether or not you know how he'll treat your children and if he'll treat them as his own. Think about this and run out your list and confess over it. Third, make yourself presentable, desirable, and the Ruth every man is looking for, seeking. Study the attributes that man, Ruth, the woman Boaz wanted to marry. I remember hearing a lady ask Bob Harrington, the chaplain of Bourbon Street, who passed several years ago and was a precious friend of ours. She asked him what he thought about using makeup. He said, honey, if the barn needs painting, paint it. Now see, this could go on. But to my fine wife, I'm saying, I feel stirred to include in this the book that you and I have talked about writing on marriage and money.
Well, one of the last things you can say on this one, though, is if you're wanting a Ken, do you look and act like a Barbie? Or if you want a Barbie, are you looking and acting like a Ken?
So that's
kind of another way of putting it.
That's good.
Number two, I just can't imagine being out of debt. Look, being in debt can beat you down. But there is a main key in becoming debt-free is to not only imagine yourself moving in financial freedom, but then believing it's going to happen. You know, you got to stop talking about what you're going to do and start doing it. Everything starts with day one. First, Romans 13:7-8. New Living Translation says, give to everyone what you owe them. Pay your taxes and import duties and give respect and honor to all who to whom it's due. Pay all your debts. Accept the debt of love for others. You can never finish paying that. If you love your neighbor, you will fulfill all the requirements of God's law. That's pretty powerful, right? That. If you never finish paying that, if you love your neighbor, though, you will fulfill all the requirements of God's law. I could write one on that one.
Yeah, you could.
Here are 20 things to provoke your imagination on how to become debt-free. First, understand what the word says about being debt-free. Second, visualize. Use your imagination and begin to see yourself debt-free. And then the third thing, as important as the first, decide to change. Fourth, get your spouse, children, and the family involved in the process. Fifth, spend less than what you make. That's a great start. Sixth, then do not add any new debts. Number seven, complete a cash survey to determine where every single solitary cent is going. Eight, pay with cash where you go and determine. Nine, determine what you owe. 10, prioritize your debt. And then determine, 11, how much you can pay. 12, create your own personalized debt-free profile using, well, we've got a master plan as an MP3 that you can, you call it, you write us, harold@haroldhearing.com, ask about it. 14, I think, is communicate with creditors you have, you've become behind on. If any of them, call them. Then 15, establish a repayment timeline. 16, reduce your timeline with all your extra monies. This is very, very important. Don't say, oh boy, we paid that off, now we can go get in debt again. Uh-uh. Don't do it. 17, I believe, focus on your plan. 18 is celebrate your victories along the way. Make it cheap. 19, stay with your plan. 20, create a daily debt-free confession. Write it out on, well, 3x5 cards if you have to, and take it with you and put it in your pocket. And 21, continually, this is so important, encourage yourself in the Word of God. Read those scriptures about being debt-free. 2 Samuel 14:20, Living Bible. Your servant did this to change the present situation. That you got to decide and determine you're going to do it.
You have to make the difference.
You do.
You have to change.
Starts from the inside out.
That's it. Number three, I just can't imagine living in this neighborhood. Philippians 3:6 in the Amplified Bible. Do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite request with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. As you imagine the kind of house, neighborhood, and area you want to live in, be specific. God was very specific in the land that he chose for the Israelites. Joshua 1:4, from the wilderness even into the great river Euphrates, all the land shall be your coast. Notice that God was very specific about the vision he gave his people. He didn't say, oh, just go pick out a piece of land somewhere. He had a choice, hand-picked piece of real estate in mind for them, and he told them his specific boundaries. So be specific about the kind of home you want to live in. I suggest you visit your dream home. Put a picture on a refrigerator, bathroom mirror, or make it a screensaver on your computer. Be specific about what you want your dream house, how you want it furnished. Be so specific that you can just smell the leather on the couches. Hallelujah. Remember, your first dream house may not be your ultimate dream home, but it's a start.
Number four, I just can't imagine looking like that. Most people don't like the way they look. That's why there's billions spent on gyms, tanning salons, dare I say, even, you know, physical changes. What do they call that stuff? When you get the doctor to work on you.
Botox.
Well, not just that. I'm talking about changing your body around.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
So liposuction, all that other mess.
You don't need that.
No, that's because I don't feel this way. Point out of it, if you want, if that's what you got to have to make you happy, well, you know, I just say, pray more. No, I would also, I mean, we got to be happy with who we are. And I mean, there are times
you got to be happy with who you are inside.
Yeah, before you're going to be outside.
Because if you take care of the inside, you won't have to worry about the outside.
If I can understand people who've had, you know, had their nose broken or, you know, and they got to get it fixed. That's one thing. It's another thing to try to change, you know, you're in your, the inward beauty is really your character.
That's
and
it.
I mean, I've known people that probably people wouldn't even say they were very attractive, but they're some of the greatest people I've ever known. And it wasn't their outside appearance. It was their inside coming out. 1 Peter 3:3-4, New Living Translation, says it this way. 1 Peter 3:3-4. Don't be concerned about the outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. You should clothe yourself instead with the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. We concentrate on this because a lot of times women, you know, feel like they just are not making it on the inside without just, you know, painting up the outside. But really, when we stick to what God is telling us, showing us, you know, and we're starting to live it, the glow will come.
Hallelujah. Number five, I just can't imagine writing or publishing a book. Listen, if your heart's desire is to write a book, you need to set aside at least 1 hour every day at a specific time, 7 days a week, to work on the project. You need to select a specific time and stick to it. For any reason you can't write at the designated time, then schedule another time the same day. If you follow the schedule for 21 days, it will become a habit. Around the 21st day, something supernatural will happen in you, and you'll find an insatiable desire to finish your book. After you've written on the book each day, give yourself a pat on the back. And when your book hits the New York Times bestseller list, then you'll be able to afford more than a pat on the back. Job 22:26, Classic Amplified. You shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways.
Number six, I just can't imagine owning my own business. Let me tell you something that seems, well, not really even smart, but it is the way that God does things. The best way to imagine owning your own business is to first imagine yourself being diligent in another man's business. Proverbs 22:29 says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." The key to meeting, working, socializing with important people is to be diligent in your business. When you're really good in helping someone else and you're learning every aspect of a business, well, I mean, I could just name countless people who've just started off on their own because they saw how to do it by working for somebody very diligently, making them successful. They learned everything they could about being diligent in somebody else's business, and then all of a sudden got the incentive to go start their own. The word diligent in the Hebrew word for it is H4106, and it means quick, prompt, skilled, and ready. The Message Bible translation of Proverbs 22:9 says, "Observe people who are good at their work, Skilled workers are always in demand and admired. They don't take a back seat to anyone. When we have every effort we make in helping someone else's business be successful, there's a seed of something growing for your own future. Believe me, it's the truth. Keep a journal of the things you'll do and not do when you start your own business. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Number seven.
I just can't imagine being successful. Here are seven keys to help you imagine yourself being successful. First, always remember whose image you were created in.
Amen.
Genesis 1:26. Second, change how you see yourself. Don't let negative thoughts paint pictures of your future. Deuteronomy 28:13. Third, recognize that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Philippians 4:13. Fourth, understand that God is doing more for you right now that you can't see, so you can bring into manifestation the things you can see. John 13:7. Fifth, you serve a God who makes the impossible possible.
Yay.
Mark 9:23. Six, your confidence is in the Lord. Psalm 71:5. And seventh and finally, go after your goals, never giving up. Philippians 3:14. We've gone way over today.
We have, but it's been very good.
It's good stuff.
We're preaching on a Sunday.
That's it. Come on now.
Yeah, we're going to be preaching tonight, so don't forget to tune us in at 6.
That's right. Rich Salts TV, 6 p.m. Check us out.
Amen.
And until tonight at 6 or tomorrow morning, every morning at 8:30, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
Hallelujah and amen. Bye-bye.